And joining us now, let's open the door to the studio and welcome in an old friend, the generic youth minister. Happy New Year.
Hey, guys.
Hey, well, good morning. Happy New Year.
I sure wish it was New Year. A happy one, at least.
What's wrong?
It's been a sad time at the church.
Oh, no.
Gosh, what happened?
Well, George, I don't like to talk about it because it just makes me so sad.
Well, I guess you don't have to.
I should. You got to talk about it. You got to face up to it.
Mm-hmm.
But our senior pastor got busted.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you want to talk about that.
He got busted, and he was going 45 and a 30, and should have known better.
That's not that bad.
I mean, I don't know why his good sense just left him, but anyway.
That's scandalous.
Okay. I just don't know what to say to our young people. I mean, they look to us for leadership and how to drive, George.
Just tell them not to speed. I think you'll be okay.
If we could, I need y'all to come in and talk to our kiods. to our kids.
Your kids.
Young people.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the importance of the speed limit. And
okay.
I need y'all to do that. I've already got you signed up, George, to talk to them and everything. Because, I mean, the research is clear on this. I mean, that breaking the speed limit leads to drugs.
What?
That's what I keep telling Gordon. I tell Gordo that. Gordon.
I have
never seen anybody else in here.
I know. It's
weird
that he's not in here when you're here.
But yes, I mean, you could. I mean, first thing you know, you're like, hey, you know, I'm a little late to my job at KFC, so I'll just go a little bit faster to get there sooner. Next thing you know, you're on angel dust.
No, I don't think that's a tremendous leap.
We got to get this under control. Hey, I thought about you guys recently because we had somebody from the Cowboys come in and talk to our youth group about like spiritual health and stuff like that.
Oh, really? Who's that?
I can't remember who it was. He's with the Cowboys. Seems like his name's like Dak Prescott. Is that familiar?
Dak
at all?
Came to your church?
Yes. I remember his first name was Dak. I'm just not sure about the last name.
Prescott.
Dak Prescott.
He's their starting quarterback.
I think that was it. It was Press something, but I don't know if y'all got it right.
It's Prescott.
But anyway, yeah, it was kind of cool. He came in there. I mean, he said all the right stuff.
Yeah, Dak's a great guy.
But he had a lot of tattoos.
That doesn't matter. Don't worry about that.
I'm not so sure.
Tattoos are very common these days.
It's not a big deal.
Hey, listen, we're having a lock-in for our eighth graders.
Okay. Oh,
so I need to announce that. We're going to be it's this weekend, and we're going to do a spend the night in the fellowship hall. Since now most of the asbestos abatement is done, not quite finished, but we've opened up part of the fellowship hall, and we're going to tape off the pile of asbestos the workers piled up there.
And
they stacked it up to be removed. But that's okay. We'll tape it off so they'll know not to go over there and play in it.
Okay.
But we're going to like watch a cool movie like Ghostbusters or something.
A cool movie.
Okay. All right. That'd be
but
fun.
Of course, I'm going to warn them that the supernatural and the occult is not only not real, but it's something that you don't want to mess with because a lot of power in it.
That's right.
So we'll warn them. And also a little bit of a depressing announcement that our handbell group is disbanded.
Oh no.
Well, I know.
On that, kind of.
Our concert, Grunge Bells, was
Grunge Bells.
Yeah, it was poorly attended at Stone Bar. and I thought the what's that? It's a song by a religious group called Nirvana.
Well,
it's called
religious group.
Smells Like Team Spirit, which is a real positive song about working together. And I thought it was great on the handbells, but seems like the mallgoers were kind of unimpressed. And so yeah, it demoralized our group and they disbanded.
Oh, you did that during the holiday season?
Yeah, during the holiday season.
Why didn't you do Christmas songs instead of grunge bells?
We had that. Also, we're having a college championship watching party on Monday night.
Okay.
And we are wearing all of our Indiana gear. We are big Hoosiers fans up at our church.
Why?
Because we love that Fernando Mendoza.
Okay.
He's a real positive role model, you know. He's always thanking the Lord, which we love that. Every time he talks, always thanking the Lord. And he speaks really good English, too.
It's
just amazing.
He was born and raised here.
And it's always good to see people like that who love the Lord, who win, like, awards. awards and game contests and things, like footballs.
Yeah.
And because he won, somebody told me this, he won the Theismann Award. So
Heisman.
That's given for like the best quarterback or something.
Well, it goes to a lot of quarterbacks, but it's the best player.
But yeah,
in
congratulations
football.
On that. And we're having a Cowboys watching party for the wild divisional round of the Super Bowl.
Okay, it's the divisional round, and the
sure
Cowboys
is,
are not in
but
it.
But they're in the wild round, and
the divisional round.
They're not in it.
They're not in the playoffs.
What? I thought they was winning it all.
No, you should be used to that by now.
Oh, well. Well, maybe they can make the World Series or something. I don't know. And finally, I need you guys to teach a Bible class for me because we're having our Sports in the Bible lecture series.
Oh,
okay. It's a series of 25 lectures about sports in the Bible.
There's sports in the Bible.
No one seems to know anything about it, so I need to sign you guys up for it.
Well, I'm busy.
I'm busy, too. I
come
don't think
on.
I can do that.
I'll come pick you up. I mean, my Corolla's kind of on the fritz, but I'm driving the van,
I don't
church
wanna,
van. But
all
anyway,
you people
it's on
that,
the fritz.
You're driving that around.
All you people that church speed, I don't want to get in a van with you.
Not all people speed at the church, Craig.
Okay.
That was one senior pastor,
one
and he
time.
Was dealt with harshly.
Okay.
All right, see you guys.
All right, bye-bye. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Here.
I'll see you so much.
There goes the generic youth minister. Big doings at the church this weekend with a lot of watching parties.